Finally, an area of Limerick's Bedford Row has become an unlikely tourist destination for fans of Blind Boy Boat Club after the artist and podcaster nicknamed the area Birdshit District. The area is home to a large flock of starlings, and Blind Boy told the Irish Examiner that the starlings are a striking natural display in this city. We're joined by the Mayor of Limerick, John Moran. Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you doing, Paul?
Is it fair to say that Blind Boy shamed Limerick Council into taking action on this issue?
No. I mean, what is happening there has been going on for years, and we've been cleaning that area all the time. But we have to now kind of do it 5 or 7 times a week. But, I mean, I think the main point he's making is that, you know, Limerick is basically a city in which these migratory birds come. I mean, we wanted to have a more livable city and have a better tourism sector. And if the starlings have to come first and the tourists come second, so that's a great result for everybody.
And what do you think of tourists heading down there to take pictures? Is it a sort of a good reflection of the city, or is it just a bit of fun?
Yeah, it's a bit of fun. I mean, look, you know, the thing about what's really happening here is, I mean, if they go a little bit further down, we have the pigeons who hang out with, you know, a Terry Wogan and his statue, and you look out into the river down below, and sometimes you see our dolphins. I mean, you know, Limerick is just basically a big part of what we're trying to do is to make it into a city that's good for living for everybody. And, you know, people that live in cities want trees, they want birds. And, I mean, you know, I know we're going to have a headache for the mayor and the cleaning team every so often, but we're already looking at things like, can we just look at the paving underneath, replace it with, like, you know, natural vegetation, which makes it more important that people don't slip and things like that. But it's a nice problem to have, I think, is probably what we would be saying.
Well, tell us, you've been increasing the amount of cleaning you're doing. What's the cost of that, and what does it entail?
Yeah, so, like, I mean, we've been doing that not just there. I mean, the whole of O'Connell Street was done up recently, and we're increasing the amount of cleaning on that, because one of the things, like last night, we had Twilight Thursdays, which is a new initiative we're running now every Thursday night at the end of the month. And, you know, there was a fashion show outside Brown Thomas. There was other events around the corner and a Kaylee up in another street. And part of, I think, what is the job of every mayor and city administration is making sure that when people come to their city, they look as clean as they can. But the more birds you have, the more people you have, the more challenges you have. But they're good challenges, as I said earlier.
Just one last question, John Moran. Tourism, how has the city been doing this summer? The Western Seaboard has been finding it difficult at times.
Yeah, look, I think there's been a tourism challenge across the whole of Ireland in some respects. Well, I mean, I think what we're seeing is a growing interest in Limerick. The hotel numbers are really good. I was talking to some people last night on the Twilight Thursdays in hospitality, and they're saying they're having a good year. I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that we have a couple of big events coming up. I mean, we have the Ryder Cup coming into Limerick in 2027.
Okay.
And the Junior Ryder Cup. So, you know, our tourism industry is getting ready for, you know, a couple of big summers, and we're delighted about that.
Fair play. The Mayor of Limerick, John Moran.